你好，我是 Monster， 欢迎来到我们今天 Pronunciation Course。 我们今天来讲非常重要的一个主题，叫做 Staying Up Late， 熬夜。首先我来朗读一遍，我们来测试大家能够听懂多少。 Here we go。 Tony, for goodness sake, go to bed. But I haven't made any headway with my paper. I can't sleep with a lamp turned on. Please forgive me, but the deadline is approaching. What about if you do it tomorrow morning? I can't waste any time. I can't stand you anymore.Okay, very good. Let's take a look. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。今天的主题叫 staying up late. Stay up late 指的是熬夜的意思。第一句话 ,Tony, for goodness sake, go to bed. 这个 Tony 带有一些指责的一种意味，所以这个云语调重音砸下来再用声调。Tony, for goodness sake, for goodness sake, 看在上帝的份上，看在老天的份上，这个 goodness 就是我们讲的个God 的意思 ，For God's sake, goodness sake， 一样的道理哈。For goodness sake, go to bed. For 不被强调，可以弱化成 f， 加个儿化音叫 for。For goodness sake, go to bed. Go to 前面是一个元音的话 ，to 说成的叫 go to。Go to bed, go to bed. Tony, for goodness sake, go to bed. But I haven't made any.Headway with my paper. 我们这边听力难点就是 headway. Headway 指的是进步， make headway 指的是进步的意思哈。我还没有在我的一个 paper， 那这个 paper 指的是什么？我的论文上没有任何的一个进步。后面一般接的是 with or in， 比如说 he didn't make any headway in his writing skills， 他在他的写作技巧上还没有任何的一个进步。 But 跟 I 有连叫 but I。不被强调的单词没有加粗，用降调来读，变成 But I haven't, But I haven't made any. Made 跟 any 有一个连音叫 made any. Headway 的 d 是不用发音，因为两个辅音在美语当中只用发后面一个叫 headway. With 跟 my 用降调来读，变成 with my. 这句话就变成 But I haven't made any headway with my paper. But I haven't made any headway with my paper.But I haven't made any headway with my paper. I can't sleep with a lamp turned on. 那么他说我睡不着，当这个 lamp 灯打开的时候 ，turned 跟 on 有个连叫 turned on。Turned on， turn on 打开 ，turn off 指的是关闭。I can't sleep with a lamp turned on. Please forgive me, but the deadline is approaching. 那么请原谅我 ，forgive 这个单词有没有知道 ？Please forgive me.But the deadline, deadline 指的是截止日期。我们经常说 meet the deadline, meet the deadline 指的是在最后期限内完成，叫 meet the deadline. Approach 指的是接近的意思，靠近。OK, 比如说我们 OK, watch out, 小心 ，the car is approaching. 那么那辆车已经靠过来了 ，or a car is approaching, 有车子正开过来 ，approach 这个单词。那这边有一个连叫 deadline 跟 is 有连叫 deadlineness。is 的 z 跟 approaching 的 a 形成连叫 deadlineness, but the deadline is approaching. Please forgive me, but the deadline is approaching. 记住不被强调的字体用降调来读，加粗的用声调或平调。Please forgive me, but the deadline is approaching. What about if you do it tomorrow morning? 那么 what about 就是 how about? 那怎么样呢？如果你明天早晨来做这个事情，你觉得怎么样？What's going about 有连叫 what about you 如果加快速度有可能弱化成 yet do 跟 it 原因跟原因之间可以有一个连不是加 what 就是加 yet 这边加个 what 叫 do it 这句话就变成 what about if you do it tomorrow morning what about if you do it tomorrow morning I can't waste any time I can't stand you anymore 我们应该相当明白 stand somebody anymore 我再也不能够忍受你了这个 stand也就是我们讲的 bear 的意思。来，我们把这一段重新的来听一遍。Here we go. Tony, for goodness sake, go to bed. But I haven't make it any headway with my paper. I can't sleep with a lamp turned on. Please forgive me, but the deadline is approaching. What about if you do it tomorrow morning? I can't waste any time. I can't stand you anymore.OK, very good, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括有发音、零零音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、 电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利。看电影不用看字幕，想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 1048940327110489403271。当你加这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你一加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音，纠音21天，让你的听力跟口语有巨大的提升。 See you next time.